Something is wrong, brothers and sisters. We can take energies and spend them worthless on things that are worthless. And when it comes to Yahweh, we cannot find one bit of time for Him. We try to squeeze Him in between the Walmart trip and the gluttony trip. That doesn't work, brothers and sisters. I don't care if we get offended at that. Or we get upset. It is just our attitude. It is wrong. That's why we're becoming desolate. We look that way. We're not energized. Our thoughts are evil. Our thoughts are not refreshed and renewed. Our energy is spent upon evil things. There's a greed. There's an evilness there. I see it among you. It's not of Yahweh. Periods. And that is the truth. You can tell a lot of things about one in their countenance, their expression. Yahweh calls us, He calls us to repent, to turn now from your evil ways. They're your evil ways. You cannot hear. You rebel. Your thoughts, your imaginations do not turn you to the word of Yahweh, to Torah. Your imagination doesn't turn you to His mitzvot, to discipline you and to bring you and to corral you so that He can speak to you. It doesn't bring you to that. It doesn't cause you to do that. Our ways are very evil. They're very sadistic. And they will cause trouble in your life. I want to read this out of the Apocrypha. And you turn to Mishlei, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8. It says, be quick to hear and deliberate in answer. When someone does something deliberate, you know what they do, right? When you do something deliberate, you have to do what? You have to think about it. So you be deliberate in answering. You think about what you're saying. This is a generation that never thinks. Wives will respond to their husband without thinking. Husband speaks to their wives without even the thought of what they're saying. That is not of Almighty Yah. Children speak to their parents without any reverence or any kind of thought as to who they're talking to. Let me tell you something. What you do to them is coming back on you. Whether you believe that or not. Everything you do is coming right back on you. Everything you lay up, all your evil ways, it's coming back on you. Everything. Everything. Whether you receive it or not, it is still the truth. I want to move through these scriptures here pretty fast. It says in Proverbs, listen to this. I want you to read. Look at what it says in the scripture. Proverbs 1 and verse 8. Yahweh is only talking to His sons. He says, my son, hear the Musa, the instructions of your Avot, and forsake not the Torah of your Ima, your mother. Don't forsake the law that your mother gives you. Don't forsake that. Hear the Torah, hear the instructions, hear the disciplines, the chastising, the correction of your Avat, and the Torah of life that your mother teaches you. Don't forget it. Always retain that. We are birthed from above. Our mother is New Jerusalem. So she speaks unto us because she is the habitation of Almighty Yah. And our words are words that are based upon the beauty of Almighty Yah. So she speaks to you the things that bring us closer to our Abba. So you don't reject what your Abba teach you. He teaches you instructions. And any Abba would teach instruction, disciplines, and chastisement, and correction. That is what Muzah is. Our lives would be dismal if we didn't have any discipline. And everything about life is discipline. Your young ones will find it out one way or the other. Everything about life is a discipline. Everything. Get up 5, work at 6. You must work 8, 9 hours. The average job, 9 hours. You get an hour lunch break, you stay there 9 hours. Doesn't give you much time for anything else, does it? That's 13 and a half hours. That's too many hours for the brothers that's been away. Too many hours. For them to be away from their families like that. Too many hours. Too many hours for a man like that to be away from his wife. Too many hours. Yahweh never. He never intended for us to be under the oppressiveness that we have put ourselves under. And it's only because of our own evil and our own greed. We can never be satisfied. We get to the point where the word of Yahweh satisfies us. And that's a great delight. To have HaMashiach means more to you than anything. Only then will we be free and free to do His will. We will never be free as long as the world and the appetite of the world drives us. And everything that it promotes, it seduces us. We will never be free. We will be slaves to a system that cares nothing about you. Takes your life, your energy and everything. And throws you away when you can't furnish anything else to it. The world doesn't love you. You can't help the world when you're dispensable. Huh? And they will dispense you too. Sure will. In Proverbs 4:1, Yahweh says, this is what wisdom speaks to us. Hear, you children, the instructions of your avat, and attend to binah, to understanding. So the children of Israel, we must listen. We must listen to the discipline of our Abba. And we must listen to the knowledge or the instructions that Yahweh speaks unto us. It is very valuable. It is. And if you do those things, it will be a strength in your life. I don't care what you do. It will always be a strength. If you cannot listen, if you cannot hear, because you will work jobs, and the jobs, you will hear what they say, or you will be in a terrible mess all your life. Because they will fire you. If you're not going to talk back, it's amazing. I've always said to my wife, I will never allow my wife to talk back to me and say things to me. And it's the same appropriateness for me not to do that to her. Because when I worked on a job, it's one thing when I worked at IBM, I never left home. I never left my house if there was a dispute between my wife. Never. I never left my house angry. I never left my house upset with. Never. And go out there and be intrigued by some Jezebel smiling at me. It was an open door, and I would never do that. No. My home will always be stable. Make sure everything is right, and then I'll go. I don't care if I stay up all night long. I'll do that, but never that. And so how can I go out in the world and be very kind to a very stranger, and yet I don't love my wife as I love myself? That's hypocrisy. That's not the word of Almighty Yahweh. How can a woman say she loves Yahweh? She will raise hell with her husband, but she will submit to a stranger, obey what he says, comes in what time he says, do what he says, and he doesn't give a nickel's worth of rat's meat about her. How can that be? Life in itself is a discipline. Life, reproof of instruction. That is the way of life. And life will always be reproof. It will always be instruction. That is life, period. Period. I do what I want to with my money. No, you won't do that. Because the world commands what you do. It feeds you. It gives you enough just to eat. Not any of us in here are going to make $150,000 a year. You're not going to make it. I don't care what you say. Or $200,000 a year. $300,000. And so the world gives you enough to eat, to drive some vehicle. And with the price of gas, it's almost scary to go out now. I spent more money this weekend. Gas, and less. Man, I'm telling you, 20% of our finances go into gas. It costs. It's a lot of money. Every time you put $20, that's nothing in a vehicle today. It doesn't do anything. $20, what is that? 3, 6, 9, 12, 50, 5 gallons, 6 gallons, a little over 6 gallons. What do you do with 6 gallons? Unless you're getting 30 miles to a gallon in a car. Tell me. There's nothing you can do with 6 gallons. $50 in that truck of yours, Brother Dale, does it fill it up? Doesn't he fill it up? That dually truck, that's why I didn't drive it today when I had to take care of business. It costs, if both of those tanks run out, it costs almost $100. And there is no way. That's sickening to put that kind. I can't do that. It's very sickening to do that. That makes me sick to see $100. It's almost $100 to fill that thing up. That is the truth. That is the truth. And believe me, the gas price is going higher. It's something how this wicked world, how they do things. You heard about BP, what they did in Alaska, right?
They shut down one of their gas lines. Produces 800,000 barrels a day. 8% of the gas that is needed for America. 8%. And you think that that was just something by chance? It is one of the most busiest time of the season. People will need heating oil. Everything begins to change over. This is an unscrupulous, wicked world. I'm telling you. Everything is calculated. They know what they're doing. Exactly what they're doing. And the first thing they say, that the price of crude will go up. Do you know the price of crude grows up when there's a threat of a hurricane? When they say it may be a hurricane? Do you know the price of crude goes up because Mr. Amajita Dodd says, you will pay if you touch us? The price of crude goes up. You understand that? Do you understand that the whole world runs off of crude? You all hear me? The whole U.S. economy is based upon crude. Everything is based upon crude. Everything. The mattress you sleep on is based upon crude. It's a byproduct of crude. Everything, tie, everything is a byproduct of crude. Everything. Everything. Shoes on your feet, everything, crude, oil, everything, everything. It runs the world. Or you think the only thing we get out of that big barrel of oil, one barrel of oil, and there's something like 48 gallons in each barrel when they say barrel of oil. You think the only thing coming out of that is gasoline? Huh? That's not the only thing coming out of a barrel of crude. That's why mattresses and box springs have gone up. Man said, because they use crude. I said, I understand. And so that's the spirit of the world. That's why we need to hear what Yahweh says. Because he's going to sound the trump. We must hear what he says and prepare ourselves. I want to close here. Listen to this in Miss Ashi Shalishim, Acts chapter 28. Turn there. Acts 28, verse 26. I want to close from here. I want to read this. Hallelujah, Yahweh. It says, Nisha'u speaks, he says, saying, Acts 28, 26, go to this people and say, hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive. For the heart of the people is waxed gross. It has begun to wax heavy and dark and thick with clouds of coldness. Your heart never waxed like that, does it? And their ears are dull. Their ears are stupid. They're dumb. They're unreceptive. They cannot perceive anything. Their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Lest they shall see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their lev, and they shall be, and they should be converted. And when that takes place and I should heal them, I will heal them. And that's the only way we're going to be converted from our place today, from our position, is that we open our eyes to see, and we open our ears to hear, and we hear what Yahweh says. When we are converted, then he will heal us. He will set everything in our lives in order. He will. Brothers and sisters, listen. We are not some creation or some evolution of some amoeba or some chromatic or some Neanderthal man. We did not come from that. Yahweh made a man and he made him intelligent. We are not derived from some monkeys, anything like that. His word is true. He is the creator of all things. And what he says to you, I want you to hear me. I want you to stop resisting what I say. I want you to hear me. I want you to perceive what I say. I want you to understand what I say. I want you to grasp what I say. And I want you to do it in a spiritual, intellectual. I want you to understand that. And then once you begin to understand that, then you will know who is speaking to you. And then when you realize who's speaking to you, then you will obey me with the fullness of life. May Yahweh bless you tonight. May he strengthen you all. Brother Jermaine, them, they are out. They were trying to finish up a job. May Yah bring them home safely. Let me read a few lines of this before we close. I want you all to hear this. It's a news article. I'm just going to read some of it. This is what it, listen to it. I want you all to hear this. This is what it says. It says, teens whose iPods are full of music with raunchy sexual lyrics start having sex sooner than those who prefer other songs, a study has shown. Now listen to this. Whether it is hip-hop, rap, pop, or rock, Much of the popular music aimed at teens contains sexual overtures. It influence on their behavior appears to depend on how sex is portrayed, research has found. Songs depicting men as sex-driven studs, women as sex objects, with explicit references to sex acts are more likely to trigger early sexual behavior than those who are sexual reference are more veiled and relationships appear more committed. Listen to this fact. Now, I just read you some of that because even some of the young ones they interviewed and that one of the little girls said, you know, it's just the truth when we hear those things. And they did a survey on where do they do those kinds of things. It is so appalling. It is such an appalling, satanic seductiveness of their minds, how the enemy has cradled in their minds. There's nothing there. The children are dumb, I'm telling you that. I hate to say it, but it is. And I say this especially to the African-American community. They want to raise hell about people, the man, Snoopy Dogg with two women. And the reason they did that because Snoopy Dogg, he went for an interview and he had two. Now, this man is supposed to be married now. He had two girls that was just scantily clad, and they had dog collars. They literally had dog collars on. He had with dog collars on. You understand? And so they did a satire of him with two black women, them on the ground, pissing on the ground, literally pissing like dogs. This is the mindset. This is the concept amongst the Negro children because they're just so ignorant. It's appalling. They can't hardly read. They can't hardly write. They have no intellectual prowess at all. They can't hardly find Afghanistan, but they can find every naked whore, every Jezebel, every Snoop Dogg, every rap thing. They know what it's all about. And that's just the truth. And it's sad. And these corruptors of hell, the ones that they have idolized, that they want to be like, they want to go out and do the same thing, corrupt their minds with such damnable things that they kill each other and act like fools out of the graveyard of hell. That's what they act like. And they're dumb, stupid kids, and they act stupid. They act dumb. They don't personify any kind of intellectualness or any kind of mindset that is teachable. And the parents raise hell because they lay on their backsides and watch television all day and lazy as a clown. I don't apologize. Too many statistics show that they do that. That's all it shows. 80% of the home, there's not a daddy, a man there. So the young men are more effeminate today than they were even though we didn't have daddies. We had strong men in the community. And that was a discipline taught, you're going to obey. And so they have set forth these idols and these gods to corrupt your sons and your daughters. It's more pervasive in the Negro community than any community in America. I say it loud and clear, it's more pervasive with the Negroes. It is sad. It's dismal. Their children are dumb. They're unprepared for anything because they're rebellious children. They're hard-headed. White folks are wicked as well. Those that call themselves Jews, they are. But it's a sad thing, the mindset. As I see things, I hear things, I read things, I discover things, it's pitiful. And believe me, things are not going to get any better. Because the ones, listen, if we produce this already, what do you think they're going to produce? If this thing lasts longer, what do you think they're going to produce? What do you think your rebellious sons and daughters are going to produce? You think they're going to produce something of any sense, of any intellect? They're going to produce something even more dumb than them? They're already dumb. And they get upset because you show them how dumb they are instead of trying to learn. They don't want to learn. When I was 15, 16, I wanted to learn. And I still learn. I love to learn. I do. And they get upset when you try to show them because in the world they're going to see how stupid they are. And the world is not going to have any pity on them. It's going to show you how stupid or dumb you are. The world doesn't care nothing. Period. And so you find communities, these black boys not working, no jobs. And the Mexicans are coming here and they are taking the kind of skilled labor,
brick masonry, carpentry. You can't even find a frame carpenter that is a Negro in America. You can't find them. You can't find them. Very few brick masons in Minneskill today. You didn't find them. Because most of the old ones stayed drunk all the time, so they didn't teach the sons so straight. And the ones that are out there, the Mexicans, and they work like that. They take care of business. That's what they do. And that's the truth. That's the truth. And if they can't do those kind of things, you think they're going to go to college, and the college is going to even corrupt them the more. So if we have produced the children that are so rebellious in heart, what do you think they're going to produce? What do you think they're going to produce? If this thing still continue, what do you think they're going to produce? The community of the Negroes in America is so sad. It's pitiful. It's appalling. It's sad. There's no community like it. None. None. Period. Period. They denigrate. There's no other people in this country that have the mindset like the Negroes in this country. They denigrate. They have no respect for their women. They have no honor. Dogs, bitches, and hoes. That's all they call them. That's what they think of them. That's what they are. And it's sad. It's pitiful. That's how they address them. That's how they deal with them. Walk around with their pants falling. It's so ignorant they don't even know how to tie their shoes up. The young girls are so naked and wicked. It's pathetic. Such a holy spirit. Their parents said, "We were whores. What do you think? What do you think they're going to be? If we were whores, they're going to be showing up. They're going to be worse than whores." Don't like that to you. Still the truth. And this is dismal. It's appalling. Are you trying to save the Negroes? No, I'm not trying to save the colored people or the African Americans. I'm going to speak to Yah's people. That's it. That's all I'm speaking to. Period. Period. It's not a black-white thing with me. It's a truth thing. Hallelujah. That's all it is. And it's sad. It's pitiful. And the sad thing, you can't tell them that. They have no ability to grasp that. Their minds are so sharp and so, there's nothing that they can't even grasp it. They can't even grasp it. Stupid generation. May Yahweh bless you. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. May Yahweh bless you. In all things, we bless you tonight. Bless your people, Yah, wherever they are. Give them strength. Those that are listening tonight, give them strength in Hamashiach's name. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh bless you all.